You're listening to the Ben Uyama Podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive. I'm also married, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
Hey, brother. Isolate yourself when you're going through difficult times. Fastest way to ruin your life, guaranteed. When you feel difficult emotions, you had a difficult time at work or at school, you come home, you're stressed, depressed. Don't go to a parent, don't tell your mom, don't tell your wife. Go to your room and be alone. When you feel bored and lonely at night because there's no one around you, don't message someone. Don't call someone. Instead, go to social media to soothe yourself. Go to porn. When you feel lonely and there's no one in your life anymore, don't use that feeling to fuel you to connect with someone, to reach out to someone. Don't call your parent. Don't call your friend, your brother, your buddy. Go to your phone. And isolate yourself. Go play some video games. Go watch some TV. Fastest way to ruin your life. When you're depressed, you've got no one around you, no one will understand your situation. No one will accept you if they really knew what you had done, the mistake that you had made. No one will get you. Instead of being open, living in the light, cover yourself with shadows. Douse yourself in darkness and secrecy. Fastest way to ruin your life. Guaranteed. Now, the reality is that this is how most people live their lives today. All of us. And the perpetual problem is that when you douse yourself with more shadows and more secrecy and more isolation, instead of connecting with someone, reaching out, just sharing, reaching out a hand, is that you consume more and more of the same stuff that got you there. You isolate and isolate and isolate until you have no more hope, until you are so shelled in, like a hermit crab in your own cocoon, to the point that you can't even hear the outside. You're so covered that you don't even know that there are people outside willing to talk to you. No, you don't know that there are people that are screaming to talk to you, to lend you a hand, because you're so covered in darkness and you're so down inside yourself. A few months ago, I had one of the lowest emotional breakdowns of my life that I don't have often. I was immensely stressed due to external circumstances. We were in the process of buying a house, and my workload was such that I had never experienced so many responsibilities before. We have 3 children in the house, young kids that we're raising. And I was so overwhelmed while I was driving this car that I couldn't breathe. My breath was so shallow that I couldn't breathe, and I stopped breathing. And I immediately pulled over, got out of the car, and I sat down with my hands like this over my face. And I just tried to breathe. Didn't work. So I got up and forced my lungs to expand, to breathe, because I knew I was having some kind of breakdown that I've never experienced before. And the temptation came for a split second. Go on your phone, man. Numb yourself. Isolate yourself. Be alone. Just run away. Get in the car and run. Or better yet, don't even be alive. Stop living. It's not worth it. For an instant. Because I'm wise and I have experience in life, I knew what to do. I texted my dad immediately, the one man that I know will understand. I need to talk, Dad. He replies immediately, call me. I call him. My father is a stoic Japanese father in his late 60s. Has the life's experience of raising men, raising sons. And I told him I was overwhelmed and I couldn't breathe. And I told him all of the things that were on my mind and I just let it out. Took a giant dump on him. And he listened as he does. And after I was just letting all my overwhelm be vanquished through this conversation, my father said the same thing that he always says to me. He says, Benji, I am 100% certain that you can do this. And that is what helped the overwhelm vanish like that. Because I realized in that moment, two things. Number one, this is how God sees everyone. God looks at every single man, woman and child on planet Earth and says, I know it's hard. It's hard. But I'm 100% certain you can do this because I instilled in you the capability and potential to do everything that you're meant to do and more. And you just don't see it. And so in that moment, I felt this is how God sees me and all of you. And the second thing that I learned in that moment is that I felt immense gratitude because I know that most men don't have a father that will sit with them, ask them how they're doing, have a call with them, and tell them that with certainty, I'm 100% sure you can figure this out. You will figure this out. Most men I talk to in my professional life every day are desperate for a man in their life, a father figure that will tell them that you can do this. And I have that. And I feel a duty to express that to you guys as well. But the good news is that every man can find that in their lives. Every man has an opportunity to find men, a woman, a wife that will be that safe haven, that peace of mind, that tranquility that you can go to in hard times instead of isolating and say, hey, I'm really struggling. I don't know what to do. And they will look at you and they will say, it's all right. You'll figure it out. Don't worry. Life goes on. You'll be okay. And then in an instant, you will remember, oh yeah, I can get through this. And I will. And you will. Do not isolate yourself when you're going through hard times and hard emotions and difficult negative feelings. Do not fall for the temptation to think that going to your phone is any form of healthy behavior when you're feeling difficult emotions. Do not think that going to porn, to social media, to video games, to TV shows, to movies, to your room, living a fulfilling life and getting everything that you want in life, the opposite of ruining your life, is only possible when you get this simple fact. When you feel difficult things, you do not choose to numb yourself, but you choose to utilize that feeling to your advantage, and you choose to connect and to not isolate yourself. You choose to internalize instead of isolate. You choose to pray, meditate, work out, talk to someone, save someone's life instead of being alone. And you will be unbeatable in life. I love you guys. I'll see you in the next video.
Hey, if you guys are benefiting from this program, you're probably going to really love our 30-day program. It's totally free for you guys. You can sign up right now at benuyama.com. And that program has been transformative for many, many men. I've charged people a lot of money for it, and I decided to just give it out for free. I have nothing to sell you guys. I have no upsells, nothing like that. I just want to be helpful to as many people and help people experience God as much as possible. So if that's you, check it out at benuyama.com. You can get started today for free. All right, see you.